Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Day, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 4 here in the Central Time Zone, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east and everywhere else in the world. Do the math. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the hell you are accepting us into your brain, we appreciate the crap out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours blathering about the right. Blathering's bad, isn't it? Opining brilliantly about the right in a
blathering.
loud and profane manner. Thanks for joining us for the next couple hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for tuning in. By the way, we're still live from Florida this week, in case you were wondering.
Redneck Riviera.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be here for the next couple hours. Tweet us during the show if you like, if you're listening live, or tweet us any other time. But if you're listening live, we might read it and laugh and share it with the world. At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Or sling us a message over on our Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
Where all the fun kids hang out at facebook.com/crabdiving.
Do you think Donald Trump got coal in his stocking this year?
I don't know what the hell. What kind of gifts do
billionaires... He would probably like that, though, wouldn't he?
Probably.
I don't know.
What kind of gifts do billionaires give each other?
Probably corporations. They give each other jets.
Here's a small country.
Here are some brown people for you to own.
I brought you an army.
Yeah, here's a person. You can do whatever you want to them.
All kinds of stuff going on. Happy day after Xmas.
Yes.
Everybody, happy Kwanzaa.
It is Kwanzaa.
I believe it is the first day of Kwanzaa or something like that. I think it's a multi-day celebration.
The day Black Jesus was born, correct?
I don't think it has anything. I don't know that it has anything
really
to
know.
Do with Jesus. A shit ton of racist fuckwads on the Twitter machine have been reminding us because I tweeted out something earlier innocuously.
Yes.
I thought, and we've been receiving a shit storm of responses from a lot of retweets and stuff from smart, wonderful, sane, kind, loving people. But a few responses from the exact racists that I was talking about in the tweet about they're bitching about that Kwanzaa is a made up holiday. It's a made up holiday.
It's only made up because it's not for white people.
Well, they're all made up.
And it could be for white people, though, right? In
yeah.
their minds, though, it's made up because it's not like
it's specifically
traditional
for,
white person fucking holiday.
Yeah, it's specifically for West African, those of the West African diaspora to talk about their heritage and things like that. But
I agree with you. They are all made up, though.
Well, right.
Of course, I don't disagree with you at all.
There's nothing in that Bible that says, except for that Sunday thing, that says thou shalt celebrate Groundhog Day, or thou shalt worship a tree on Arbor Day. All that shit's made up, you loons.
How funny would it be if there was some real fire and brimstone surrounding the tradition of Groundhog Day? If you didn't recognize Groundhog Day perfectly and exactly the way it meted out in the Bible, if it were, that you would totally burn in hell. That would be a funny one.
The
do not blaspheme. The
no blasphemy.
Don't forget if you're going to buy anything on all the post-holiday sales going on. Holy shit! Stroll over on the internet to Amazon. Buy it through our hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a little taste, a little nibble, a little cut. It doesn't cost you anything. It just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
And we'd love to
thank those that have been. We've been getting some people purchasing stuff through our hole. It helps out.
Yes.
Amazingly here to help offset costs. And
I was going to say, speaking of holes, I'm putting up, I haven't read the story yet, but I am putting up the story tomorrow. I don't know who released it, but we have a list of the most popular things found in people's rectums in the emergency room on Christmas. God, that list will show up on our Twitter feed and our Facebook feed tomorrow, so look out for that.
The hard-hitting news of crab diving.
I love that.
all kinds of shit going on in the world, sort of. I mean, there's some stuff been going on, but one of the bonuses of the Christian holiday season near the end of the year is that all the fake Christians of the United States that are politicians and shit tend to shut the fuck up for a little while and don't do anything, don't say anything.
It is so nice.
So it's been a little quiet over the weekend as far as things like that go. But with the incoming Uber Führer on January 20th, there's, of course, never going to be a dearth of bullshit news from these assholes.
God. There's never not going to be a dearth.
Correct.
A dearth is a... What is a dearth? Is that a unit of measure or is that an expression? It's an adjective.
It means a lack.
Oh, a lack. A lack. Wow. I've been using dearth wrong for years.
I guess I just did too.
No, you used it correctly. There's never going to be a dearth of fake news.
I think there's never not going to be. I think
that's correct.
There's never going to be.
Oh, yeah.
A scarcity or a lack.
I hate that word. That is my most hated word.
I apparently just fucked it up. let's see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower East, Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, December 26th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. I said 2000.
2000.
2000.
We shall no longer use H's followed by T's. The year 2017.
Trump's outlawed the H's.
Oh, yes.
Over at the commie, pink liberal, Huffington Post.
Shut up, buddy.
Headline says it's a smiling Barack Hussein Obama. He's Kenyan, you know.
Oh, is he really?
Oh, yeah. Jar Peo told us even recently that it says Obama gets real. I could have won a third term.
I saw that.
Which he said before. I even during the election, I think he's mentioned that if he ran again, he thinks he would have won.
Well, but that's, you know, that's not such a crazy thing. I mean, I believe if Bill Clinton would have ran a third time, he would have won. Don't you think he would have beaten GW?
Probably, yeah. After the whole white stain on a blue dress thing, though, his credibility was knocked down a wee little bit. But maybe, yeah, I don't know. Certainly, Al Gore, anybody could have beaten.
Oh God,
the rather personality free Al Gore.
You know, he got interesting after he ran for office. Right. What an idiot!
Right.
Good timing, dummy.
Just goes to show the bullshit packaging that they put on these politicians.
Oh,
that, same with Bob Dole.
Trump!
as much as a terrifying conservative Bob Dole was, after that election was over, all of a sudden he started doing the talk show circuit and stuff, and it was like, holy cow, this guy's like funny and personable and seems almost nice, but throughout the whole election, I was angry, angry old man, Bob Dole. And if he would have shown maybe a little bit of that personality,
maybe he would have won.
Well, you know, this election, this past election is proof of that, because this loon showed all his personality and he won. He didn't win bigly. I mean, he didn't win the popular vote, but he got by on a technicality and he won.
Well, yeah. And everybody was thinking he was bullshitting. Like, oh, he's going to change. Don't worry. He's going to become more presidential. Yeah. President of Turkey or Uzbekistan or whatever. I've got a story for Turkey.
Do you think if he would have ran on the phrase "Make America White Again," he would have won.
Basically did.
Yeah.
The headline says Barack Obama says he could have mobilized a majority if he'd been able to run again.
Of course.
Just weeks before the end of his second term, Obama spoke with David Axelrod, his former senior advisor on the Axelrod's podcast, The Axe Files.
Jesus. Wow. What do you think about it? He thought on that name for about 10 minutes.
And
stupid. The Axe Files. Good God.
The president reflected on his 2004 keynote address at the Democratic National Convention, which vaulted that at the time he was state senator, launched him into the national stage. And then that's how he got a Senate seat. And then a couple of years later, the White House.
Yes.
He said the speech carried a message, quote, "One American community in which we have different stories, but we have shared aspirations and values." Wow. Does that sound different?
Oh, my God.
"One American community in which we have different stories, but we have shared aspirations and values."
And that makes me think of the bumper sticker I saw yesterday. Oddly, it was not on a car. I support American citizens. What do you think that means?
This is on a refrigerator.
What do you think that means by American?
I kind of tend to think that means
white.
Fuck immigrants.
Right, absolutely.
Intercourse the immigrants.
Yes.
It says after Obama's 8 years in the White House, the president believes that a majority of Americans do believe in an America that is tolerant, diverse, and open.
Okay.
And given the fact that 3 million more people voted for the Democrat instead of the orange thing, that may tend to be not inaccurate.
Yeah, but you're still counting California and you're counting New York.
Well, majority of Americans, right. We have to carve those out. I keep forgetting.
Right. The takers from California that have the sixth largest economy on the country that pay the tab for the rest of this shitty place.
It is funny that some of the pundits on the telly have really been righteously shaming these Trumpansies, these assholes that are even remotely trying to say that stupid comment about, well, if you take out California and New York.
Right. If you take away my vote.
Right. And Chris Hayes said, well, okay, if you take out angry white rural. then Hillary would have won by 95%, and the Trumpansie was like, that was about the articulate response that he gave to that
one. But why does that upset the Trumpansies? Because to me, the racism on this election was so upfront, and they weren't ashamed of it. Why don't they just take? They just need to take the next step, and they need to own it that they won on racism. Don't be embarrassed.
Look at all this Pepe memes still all over fucking Twitter.
Pepe. That's the racist alligator.
Pepe the frog.
Oh, the frog, not an alligator.
Which has been adopted.
Yes.
So that's what's going on there. The president had an interview where he said he could have run the third term. Interesting that, you know, the morons on the right were this whole time, he's just going to just wait. He's going to declare martial law. There's going to be a false flag, Ryan. There's going to be a terrorist attack. And that's going to be enough for Obama to declare martial law and shut down all the elections.
And, you know, the only thing he's done has been incredibly cooperative.
Incredibly cooperative
with the Trump administration. That's all he's done.
Rudy Giuliani. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I'm Rudy.
Right. And taking the high road. Again, if they go low, we go high, is what the FLOTUS said. Yeah. And she was, had that interview last week with Oprah.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said the same thing. She said, we're trying to, Oprah asked, was the meeting when the Trumps came to the White House, was that awkward? And she said, no, everybody was very nice. Everybody was very cordial and kind. And then they offered the Obamas offered to the Trump and Steins any help they can give them, whatever you're going to need, whatever help, whatever advice. And they are saying, well, this is something you never heard from people like Mitch the Bitch, McConnell, or
horrendous
Paul Ryan, or any of these heinous obstructionists. But the outgoing POTUS and FLOTUS are saying, well, we want him to succeed because then we all succeed.
Right.
Like, if he does a great job as president, we all succeed. So we wish him well.
Even if he's not white.
Right.
See, that's where we differ with the GOP and conservatives.
So President Obama, unsuccessful apparently in ripping up that amendment that makes it two terms. And despite what the right was saying, although we still have, you know, less than a month left, he can still, I guess, somehow figure out a way maybe to take over and circle the tanks around the White House to protect.
But he won't do that.
Well, of course not.
Because he's not a tyrant.
And he's
not the tyrant that the GOP says he is. It's so funny. When has Obama ever been the tyrant that they said he is? When does he come for these dumbasses' guns?
The only argument they have is the executive orders.
But then that's not even much of an argument.
Well, right.
Think about Bush's executive orders.
And then the really dumb ones say, he's put out more executive orders than all the other presidents combined, which is utterly factually untrue,
of
course.
You mean it's a fucking lie?
Yeah, of course. Oh, they don't seem to care about that. If you show them, here's the numbers, Snowflake.
Right. I didn't matter. Blah, blah.
Then some of them will say, well, it's the quality,
yes,
not the quantity, that he had these overarching supreme leader orders that are blatantly unconstitutional. And, you know, many of them were challenged in court by these asswipes and found to be okay. And a couple of them were found to be maybe a little tweaky too far, and they were overturned.
A tweaky too far. He gave gay people the right to get married. Wasn't that an executive order?
No. That was
SCOTUS. Oh, that's a SCOTUS.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. So there you go. The President Obama saying, yeah, he could have won.
Of course.
And we all know that.
Good fucking God. I mean, I guess he could have won, though. I mean, it would have been interesting to see if Trump ran against a person of color. How would that have changed the racist rhetoric out of his campaign? Because it's different when you're talking to a white person, a rich white woman.
Make America great again, dash, don't vote for the N-word.
Yeah. You think it would have been more
absolutely. Yeah. More above board. Sure.
They wouldn't have felt any shame because he was talking to POTUS?
No.
No, not at all.
No. I mean, look at the veiled sexism.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not strong enough.
Right.
She's not healthy enough. She's weak.
God, meanwhile, his weird-ass doctor is printing out a letter saying he's in good health, and there's goddamn grammatical errors, spelling errors in the fucking thing. What a joke.
So there we go. Let's see what's going on. Speaking of what a joke, let's see what the Drudge Repo has to say.
Repo.
Let's scrape our knuckles on the ground for a little bit, drag them around, and see if we can relate to those on the right. Well, I'm surprised by this. Obviously, a slow news day. The headline over at the Drudge Report is the latest in what I would like to say fuck you to 2016 for George Michael.
Oh, my God. I know.
The headline says George Michael dead over at the Drudge Report. Former lead singer of Wham.
Oh, yeah. He was awesome, man. What a great voice he had.
And then had an amazing solo career for a while. Has had a number of health issues recently and, well-known, pretty significant drug problems in the past.
Yes. Sad.
Was, I guess, found deceased.
Right.
At 53 years of age. They'll be doing a post-mortem. They don't think there's anything nefarious going on. It says from the Thames Valley Police.
Hello. He was British.
Said, at this stage, the death is being treated as unexplained, but not suspicious.
God, the British people are goddamn hilarious.
A postmortem will be undertaken in due course.
Unexplained, but not mysterious. You know, I'm putting out an article tomorrow morning about George Michael on the Twitter and the Facebook. He was a real charitable guy.
Oh, I just saw that they found out that he gave away shit tons of money, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's somebody on Deal or No Deal that, I don't know, was a contestant and ended up losing, but needed money for something, some medical procedure. And he contacted the producers after the show and was like, who is this? And sent him money. And he did it all. What I read a story. He was at a restaurant, and this someone was, he could hear another person at a table talking to someone about all this debt they were in, and they were in tears. And then they left, he slipped them a check or gave them money secretly. Hmm.
That's what Trump does. Right? Apparently that's what we keep hearing.
Yes.
So we have 0.0 actual.
Where are the anecdotes?
Confirmation of any of that happening. But according to Alex Jones.
Oh, yes.
Trump gave away billions of dollars.
Didn't his charitable organization buy a 6-foot-tall portrait of Trump?
A couple.
He didn't have enough images of himself.
Paid for by somebody else, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Not that Trump put money into that charitable organization since, I believe, was it 2008 or something like that?
Paid for someone else that thought they were donating to some charity or a greater cause, correct?
Well, yeah, if you think a life-size portrait of Don hanging at some shitty golf club is a worthwhile charity, yeah.
What do you do if you buy a Tim Tebow helmet? What do you do with it? Do you display it or do you ever put it on your stupid big fat orange face?
You get naked and touch yourself to
it. Oh, yes. I call that Tuesday.
So a lot of celebs ringing in. Andrew Ridgely, his former partner at Wham.
Yes.
In Wham's, has tweeted out, heartbroken at the loss of my beloved friend Yogg. I don't know, that must have been a nickname for him. Me, his loved ones, his friends, the world of music, the world at large, forever loved.
Man.
Mariah Carey tweeted out, George Michael, broken heart, sad face. You were such an inspiration. I'm honored to have not only been your fan, but your friend as well. May you rest in peace. Brian Adams, RIP George Michael. I can't believe it. Such an incredible singer, lovely human being. Far too young to leave us. And Ellen DeGeneres, heard about my friend George Michael's death. He was such a brilliant talent. So sad. So lots of celebs.
You didn't read Sarah Michelle Gellar's tribute to George Michael, her tweet.
I don't have it here.
She said she thought it was Boy George.
Oh,
she got
no.
it mixed up and said, all right, RIP Boy George.
Sarah.
Well, damn it. I mean, it's got similar letters. Well, Boy
similar
George.
Name. Yeah.
George Michael. And from a similar era, too. You know what I mean? Both British. Isn't Boy George a Brit?
He is. Yeah.
See, there you go.
Also a great performer. Oh, yeah, Sarah Michelle tweets, RIP Boy George.
Oopsie.
Oops.
Damn. Get your tweets right if you're a celebrity, you know? People look at your shit.
You're right. You could tell that, you know, it probably wasn't a toadie.
God, we get our tweets right most of the time, unless I put them out and I spill everything wrong. God, it pisses me off. Hey, that more than anything.
Well, and if we get one wrong, we will quickly retract it and say we got it wrong, unlike anything.
Retraction.
Unlike anything Republican and or GOP like.
No, they don't give a shit. Because it's not in their best interest because their base is so stupid. Right.
Breitbart. Still, I checked literally the other day, and this story is what? 3-4 years old when Breitbart had that huge story. Everybody worry. Everybody shit your pants because we found a prayer rug in Texas.
That is the most blatant. Like, that's just not even caring.
Right. And it's a fucking soccer jersey. They had a zoom in picture of this red checked thing in the grass. And they're like, Muslim prayer rug. They're flowing over.
If you're a border. If you're a GOP Trump supporter, you're a mark. You're an idiot. You are being taken advantage of and lied to all the time. And people are profiting off your stupidity. I mean, how do you live with yourself? They're not aware. There's no self-awareness. So that's
how
they do it.
They're too stupid to be self-aware of their own stupidity, right?
So fucking stupid.
That's that whole, we played at the beginning of the show, that whole John Cleese thing.
Yes.
Well, here, let me see if I can find it. There's a whole John Cleese quote where he talks about the effect of being too stupid to realize that you're stupid.
I love this. Or
being too stupid to realize that you are not as good at something. Like you're not smart enough to realize you're not good at something. You know what I mean? Or you're not good at something enough to realize that you're not good at it.
Leave me the fuck alone.
I think that's it.
I just saw it.
That's John Cleese?
No, I just saw it. Lily Tomlin. Tomlin, I figured I couldn't pass that one over. It's in here somewhere. I'll keep looking for it. But there's your headline over at the Drudge Report. RIP to George Michael. And I saw another great article that said, let's not forget to celebrate the fact that he was a filthy fucking, and they use the F word,
right,
for gays. Let's not forget to celebrate that he was a filthy fucking faggot.
Oh my God.
But it's from a gay writer,
right,
who was like, George Michael was unabashed in his sexuality.
He was out.
Fuck you. I don't care. Right. Yeah. So I like to grab a guy's dick in the bathroom. Yeah. At Beverly, in some Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills John out in the.
You know what I like? I like that song, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Him and Elton John sing.
Don't Let Your Sun Go Down, or Please Let Your Sun Go Down on Me.
No, that's not the title.
That's not the title of it.
No.
It's one of the changed versions.
Yes.
That's what's going on there in the world. There's your headlines, ladies and gentlemen, at the HuffPo. And at the Drudge Report, we'll see what else is going on in the world, on the planet.
Yes.
I've got a story. This is, there's all kinds of just little shit going on that just makes you want to lose your fucking mind. It's Kwanzaa. Don't forget to follow us on
Happy
Twitter.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Ladies and gentlemen.
If you give gifts for Kwanzaa, please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy all your Kwanzaa gifts there. We get a little bit of whatever you spend on the that site.
Right.
Do you buy gifts for Kwanzaa? Tweet us in. Anybody celebrating Kwanzaa?
Yeah, I don't know.
Tweet us at Crab Diving. Let us know what the deal is.
On the first day of Kwanzaa, I don't know what to do.
Right.
Still trending, by the way, on the Twitter. It's also Boxing Day.
Hello.
I don't.
What do the Brits get you?
They get together and punch each other.
Oh, yes. They make themselves even more ugly in the face. Right. Just kidding. God damn it, I'm kidding. You guys are beautiful people.
I'm not sure what Boxing Day is all about. That's
here's
it shows,
a box.
Shows
some
my
shit in it. You might want.
It shows my ignorance of.
It's a gift, stupid.
Shows my ignorance of what's going on in the world over at.
Isn't that Canada though? Don't they do Boxing Day in Canada?
Well, they were. Squeezed out from the loins of Britain, right? And are still technically affiliated.
Oh, yes. Both. I thought the Canadians were France. Were from France.
No, Canada's technically a British joint. Or it was. You're thinking of Montreal.
Yeah, which is in Canada.
And Quebec, which is just one tiny little part, but it's not owned by France or anything.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, let me explain something. I went to a school in the public school systems of Georgia. No one knows anything there.
Boxing Day is a holiday celebrated the day after Christmas Day, originated in the UK. It is celebrated in a number of countries that previously belonged to the British Empire, including Canada.
Okay.
Boxing Day is on the 26th.
You are right.
Although the attached bank holiday or public holiday may, you know, blah, 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 blah. They don't know what it's about. It says there are competing theories for the origins.
Love that. They don't give a shit.
None of which is definitive. The Oxford English Dictionary gives the earliest attestations from Britain in the 30s, defining it as the first weekday after Christmas Day.
Right.
Observed as a holiday on which postmen, errand boys, and servants of various kinds expect to receive a Christmas box.
What? I gotta get some for my errand boy?
So, it's you're not good enough to give you anything... for Christmas. Oh, shit, we forgot to give the errand boy something.
Right.
Let's toss him something after Christmas. A present or gratuity given at Christmas. In Great Britain, it was usually confined to gratuities given to those who were supposed to have blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
So what do I do? I get to throw lumps of coal at my errand boy? Come here, errand boy. Receive my coal.
According to, I'm reading from, of course, the most... true source on the internet, Wikipedia.
Oh, yes.
So take it for what you will. In Britain, it was custom for tradespeople to collect Christmas boxes
right.
of money or presents on the first weekday after Christmas as thanks for good service throughout the year.
You better, hey, and you better be good or you're not getting shit for Boxing Day, buddy.
Oh, this goes way back.
Jeez.
This is mentioned in Samuel Pepys's diary.
I thought you were going to say Samuel Jackson's.
Entry for 19 December 1663.
Oh, shit. That's a long time ago.
The custom is linked to an older British tradition. Since they would have to wait on their masters on Christmas Day. Oh, well, here you go.
There you go.
It's capitalism sucks balls day. Since they would have to wait on their masters on Christmas Day, the servants of the wealthy were allowed the next day to visit their families. Oh, well, that's very nice.
Good God.
You're working for us on Christmas Day, so you can have your Christmas the day after, and we'll give you a box of leftovers. Holy fuck.
Is that what it was?
The employers would give each servant a box to take home containing gifts, bonuses, and sometimes leftover food.
Errand boy, come quick. I've got a box of apple cores for you.
Yeah, the dog didn't finish the turkey neck.
Oh, here's so some dog shit.
We scraped it out of Princess's bowl, and we're going to send it home with the footman.
You're
going to
get whatever the dog doesn't finish. Happy Boxing Day. God Man. Damn. What the? That's shitty.
It's a secular holiday.
Oh, yeah.
So not even Jesus-y.
Jesus hates it. Jesus is like, this sucks, guys. Boxing Day. God damn.
But it also seems to follow, it's on the same day as St. Stephen's Day, which is
who the fuck is that?
St. Steve, I don't know.
St. Steve. That sounds pretty modern. It's odd.
I don't remember having to, God, you know, in Catholic school, I went to 12 years of Catholic school. And I went to 12 years of Catholic school, and I don't remember having to learn, you know, like there's an A-team of saints.
Oh, right.
And then there's 15,000 fucking other saints.
So St. Stephen sucks, probably.
I don't remember.
He probably didn't do shit. Did he do a miracle, or what did he do? Probably nothing. The A-team of saints, what do?
Well, there's the big ones. You know, Francis was a big one, and right. St. Christopher, if you want to find something.
St. Christopher, the patron saint of diddling.
But then I really wonder if, like, how many of these saints became popular because of, like, fucking capitalism, or because of, you know, here's a St. Christopher medal, buy it. And you'll find whatever you lose. Or wear this. I was told when I was growing up, do you know what a scapula is? It's a...
It's on your back.
It's a little...
It's your neck.
It's
neck
usually
bone.
A little piece of... No, that's your... it's usually if... if it's got... It's a necklace-y kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, your neck.
And it's got two on either side. You wear one... It's like on your back and on your front. And it's got little... It's a little piece of cloth or a little... Ours was usually cloth or whatever, but with sayings, whatever magic Jesus shit was printed on the front of it.
Kinky.
But it basically says, whosoever wears this when you die will go into heaven.
So you get one for Christmas?
Well, right, but we heard these bullshit stories growing up about all these soldiers that have been out on the battlefield and had like a howitzer blown through their chest and suddenly goes ping and just bounces off the magic scapula. Somehow the little piece of cloth hanging around my neck protected me from a bullet.
I tell you, sending my kid off to be an altar boy, I'm like, hey, wear this scapula. You never know what you're gonna have to dodge.
It's just crazy.
It is insane. God damn it. Is this Faithless Friday?
Let me see if I've got this right here.
It is insane.
Scapular. Scapular.
Scapular.
The scapula is the...
Show me your scapular.
The scapula is the...
So it's your back bounce. It's right here. The scapula. It's the right...
shoulder blade.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, let me see about this.
By the way, thank you for tweeting in Embrace Madness. I'm going to watch that. It's she just said there's an NPR correspondent. Crushes a C-SPAN caller asking to vet U.S. citizens from Puerto Rico.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, yeah. C-SPAN. How sad.
I hail from the country of Puerto Rico.
You know, if I was the host, you know, they have two phones. They have the bat phone and the bat shit phone, I guess. And one is for conservatives and one is for liberals or Republicans and Democrats. Yeah, so I think they bounce back and forth trying to give, like, he's calling in on the Democrat line or he's calling in on the Republican line. If I was the host, I would never answer a Democrat call.
No, why?
Right.
Yeah, you want it to be boring?
You know the moronic shit like, oh my God, we have to vet people coming in from Puerto Rico.
I would like to call it the foil phone.
I wonder if now I want to find that clip. I wonder if he had to explain, if the person accepted the explanation that Puerto Ricans are American citizens. They are not even slightly less American citizens than we are.
You know, at Vile Experience, I think explaining to someone that Puerto Rico is not a country is...
Well, it's country.
Yeah, I know, but like that it's a part of us. It's not a foreign power that we should fear or anything like that. That's a hard... That's going to be a hard concept to explain to someone because their retort is going to be, no, it's not.
Right.
No, it's not, stupid.
What
idiot.
About that Puerto Rican that raped that girl?
Jesus, fuck you. God damn it. We're in Florida, and I'm not giving out any details or anything like that. We were both
Pensacola, Florida.
Yes, we had a Christmas party, and I saw perched behind it's like all these little knickknacks and interesting little things decorating this house. And I noticed it. No one else saw it. And they had the hat turned to the wall because they must have known there. It was turned to the wall because they must have known that their effete hippie, you know, liberal ass cousin was coming over for Christmas. So you better turn the Make America Great Again hat towards the wall so nobody sees it. So I don't start anything. And let me tell you something. I don't start anything. I'm nice. I'm screaming right now in my mom's living room. I'm so sorry. But I'm generally nice. And by the way, I was cornered by someone last night.
Right.
That had a few too many drinks and a big Trump fan explained to me how California was a drain on the rest of the country. And then my little lib ass said, well, you know, California has the sixth largest economy in the whole goddamn planet.
And is running surpluses. It has so much money right now, they don't know what to fucking do with it.
No. We have tremendous debt.
Oh, do we?
And boy, if they shut off the water from Colorado, we're going to die. God. Hey, if you're a Trumpalo, you know, don't bug people at the holidays. I'm not bugging you. I understand the deal. I'm not trying to change hearts and minds on Christmas Eve. I just want to get through it. But don't start telling me. Don't go to the guy. You pick the guy from California and you tell me that hey, man, if Colorado turns off the water, you're gonna die of thirst.
Do you think they've ever listened to the show?
Merry fucking Christmas. No, fuck no. No.
Like they were never like, oh, my cousin does a show. Let's listen to it once and see what it's about. And then they heard me say cunt or they heard you say something horrid. And then they're like, oh, my God, turn this off.
I've only had one conservative relative who listened to the show. He said, I listened to your podcast, and boy, you guys are saying some crazy stuff. And meanwhile, this guy unashamedly will put on his Facebook wall stories from Breitbart, InfoWars.
Unironically.
Hey, no.
Like we do, yeah.
There's nothing ironic about it. God. Takers. We're takers.
The Californians are, yeah.
This guy's yelling at me last night. He's all drunk. He's surly. He's like, you ever employed anybody? No, I've employed people.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. Have you ever employed anybody?
I got out fast.
No, you guys were just right over there. And I out of the corner of my ear, I'm hearing you talk to Jason, my youngest brother.
Your brother. About Star Wars. And
Star Wars in our liberal hippie network.
Oh, were we talking about it?
Yeah. And I was ever so slightly, I was grapevining over towards you. And I couldn't get away from this drunk.
Shuffle off to Buffalo.
God, man. He was telling me, he's like, I like to live. I was like, I asked him, do you like Florida? He said, no, not enough elevation. The fuck does that mean? Not enough elevation. I like to live where I can go from 3,000 feet above sea level to 13,000 feet in a day and stuff. And I like to ride my motorcycle.
Like California.
Yes. And here's my big white American cock.
Oh, that's why he hates California. Because,
No,
it's not Trumpistan.
No, yes. I thought you were going to say it's not enough mountains.
Because he can't go from, like, we could drive 2 hours from Los Angeles and we're in mountains.
He told me exactly why he hates California, and I'll tell you, and I have to do a little bit of a visual.
Is it all the butt sex?
No, that's why. Probably why he likes it. Who knows? I don't know what he's going to do. Listen, he told me, he's like, I don't have a problem with the people of California. I have a problem with the people who come to California because they all come to California like this.
With their hands out.
Yes, yeah. And that's what he did. Little drunk asshole did this.
I didn't go to California with my hands out. You didn't go to California with your hands out.
We go there and we work. I was going out of my mind. I was like, God damn, people work their ass off to live there because it's so expensive. Then I started thinking in the back of my mind, like, you know, and we've said this so many times on the show, if you happen to go to the, there's this corner near where we live in Koreatown, and there's a bus line and a train line there, and I see Mexican people running up out of the subway carrying a bicycle. Then they get on their bike, they ride across the street, barely catch a bus, put the bus in the bike in the goddamn the bike and the bus and the rack on the bus. They get on the bus. They're going to their third fucking job.
Yeah, right.
Tell me how that guy is walking around with his fucking hands open. He's working three jobs, minimum wage. He's a taker.
And he's probably illegal and voted 17 times.
Oh,
according
of course.
To them.
Oh, yes. He's going to make America great again.
Been doing a lot of typing citations, please.
Oh, God.
I did that a little earlier. Citations, please.
Listen, Trump Pelosi, I'm going to give you some constructive criticism. This has nothing to do with your shit politics. This is no helping you there. Don't get so drunk and talk to a lib. I don't want you to get drunk and feel like you can tell me your opinions on the world, because I don't care. They're uninformed. They're dumb. Go read Breitbart.
He probably was like, I schooled that libtard.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't get away from him.
And then when you try to tell them facts, they're like, oh, you just don't see the truth.
I said, California has the sixth largest economy in the world.
Well, you can have the sixth.
Is that true?
You can have the sixth. I think we're up to fifth.
No,
you
could have, I lied.
You could have that size economy and still be deeply in debt and deeply in shit, but California isn't.
Right.
And I saw an article that if California did the Cal exit, that then the United States would drop. I think it would drop out of first place for GDP and things like that just because of California. I gotta verify that one. But
I sure wish you were having that conversation. I don't know, man. I never have any numbers or facts readily available without Googling shit. And this guy, I don't know.
Yeah, I really think, I'm sorry, I'm looking. I saw something shiny. Oh, squirrel. Something shiny over at the Drudge Report.
Right.
There's a headline that says, woman attacks party guest with grandma's Christmas tree.
That must have been, Jesus Christ. Was that, that was me at the party last night.
A woman allegedly picked up a Christmas tree and threw it at another woman.
Oh, okay.
At a Christmas Day fight at Red Lion. What's Red Lion?
Well, the Red Lion is usually, there's a Red Lion pub in Chicago. There's one in LA.
Oh, this is a town, I believe. Oh,
Red Lion.
It says, Karen, I'm not going to name the person, of the first block of First Avenue Red Lion faces two counts of simple assault and one count of terroristic threats.
There's nothing simple about hitting someone with a Christmas tree.
Apparently it's Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania State Popo got called at 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh,
3
shit.
O'clock on Sunday.
You know, if you're working that shift
during the day,
you know it's a bad domestic family thing. You don't want to go there,
right,
man.
Called for a domestic disturbance. Once the trooper met the woman who told him there'd been a fight at the home involving family members. Yeah. The trooper smelled alcohol.
Oh, what a shock.
Coming from Harold.
You mean they were drunk when somebody got attacked with a tree?
Noticed that she was slurring her words and could not articulate clearly while speaking.
She was shit-faced, knackered.
They say she has a known history of violence.
Oh, yes. Well, how is it if you attack somebody with a tannin bomb, that's terrorism? You said terroristic.
I guess it depends on where you put it.
I don't put it in there. That'll be terrorism.
Apparently, the victim's name is Kayla Still. Mm-hmm. She returned home at 4 p.m., told police earlier in the day she had asked the person who did the attack with the tree. Her last name is Harrelson. She told Harrelson not to light a cigarette inside the house.
That'll
because her cousin was 7 months pregnant. My cousin's 7 months pregnant. Could you smoke outside? And Harrelson grew enraged when Still insisted she go outside with the cigarette, called her names, threatened to whoop her ass. She still continued saying, Harrelson then picked up my grandmother's Christmas tree and approached her in an aggressive manner, threw the tree at her, and then they fell onto the couch, struggling with each other.
Did anybody get any? God damn.
God, we had some pretty contentious Christmases in my family, but there were never fisticuffs.
Really good stories. But yeah. God, did anybody get a statement from the grandmother? What she thought? I mean, she decorated this tree. She worked hard on it. This is the day for the tree. You make the tree, and the whole point of putting the tree together and everything is that people come over, they get to look at it at Christmas. This loon can't smoke. In the next instance, she's beating someone with this tree.
Right.
Merry Christmas. And people are bitching about, God,
we had to remove great grandma's antique ornament from Harrelson's rectum.
You know, listen, it's terrorism. It is. That is terrorism.
The
shit.
Once on the couch,
yes.
Harrelson grabbed Still's hair, began pulling it, not letting go. Still then punched Harrelson in the face twice to get her to let go.
God damn it.
Another person there tried to restrain Harrelson so Still could escape. Harrelson ended up posting $15,000 bail. Man.
Right.
So there you go. Terroristic threats. I guess it's terroristic threats if you're like, I'm going to shove this tree up your ass.
I agree. Hey, listen, you're going to be on the wrong end of that. Damn. Who? Listen. Who? God, is that from 1950?
No.
Would it ever occur to you that if you smoked, that you could just light up in somebody's house? I mean, to me, it's basic human decency that if you're a smoker, you smoke outside.
I'm hoping
from people, pregnant people.
I'm hoping this one. I'm reading from the York Daily Record in Pennsylvania, and there's the first comment. The first comment says, "Too much prejudice against smokers."
Shut up.
I'm hoping they're trying to be funny.
Listen, that's obviously you're being funny there. This person. I mean, you're pregnant. Right? I mean, who wants...
Well, yeah, hey, could you smoke outside? She's pregnant.
I mean,
I
mean, God, you know what? I don't want you smoking around me inside. I'm not pregnant. What about me? God damn it. To be afforded the courtesy or the, what is the word? Just the common courtesy, not smoking around somebody. I gotta carry a fetus in my gut or wherever you carry it, but... I mean, you just shouldn't go over to somebody's house and smoke inside.
Right, especially these days when, right, I mean, it's
where is this? Where
far
is
less
this?
Acceptable. In Pennsylvania, somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Good God. Pennsylvania went for Trump, right?
Yes.
There you go. See? There you go. Trump. Well, welcome to Trumpistan. The man's emboldened. Yeah, who do you think that person that picked up a granny's Christmas tree and then beat someone with it? Where do you think
the article says
their politics lie?
They're unsure as to the size of the tree that was used. So it could have been one of those little tabletop ones.
To me, that is kind of a whoever did put this article together.
Poor reporting.
Shame on you. Yeah. I want to know how big that tree was because, God, look at the size of my mom's tree. I mean, that tree.
I want to know how many pine needles they pulled to pull out of her ass.
God, could you imagine? I mean, that must have. Do you think that ruined the party? Or
it depends on the family, I
depends,
guess.
Depends, right? Hey, nobody got shot.
Like I said, now it makes my family Christmases look like a fucking Hallmark card.
Didn't somebody throw a ham at someone at one of your stories? Or no.
No, my mother, it was my dad's birthday party and my mom dumped the birthday cake in his lap.
Oh, okay. But wasn't there another story involving ham or am I misremembering.
I don't remember a ham incident. I'll have to try to through my archives in my brain. I don't remember.
Do you not
want to
talk about it? Are you?
No, I don't remember it specifically.
No, it's the thing where somebody got in an argument with somebody, and you had some. There was, I believe.
Oh, I had a Jewish in-law.
Right.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
That's a good one.
Who?
That's a good one.
Somebody said something.
Somebody said something.
And,
that's an understatement.
Apparently, the Jewish in-law got upset and was getting ready to leave, feeling like something anti-Semitic was said. And another somebody pointed out the fact that that person didn't care about the pounds of ham that they had been consuming at the Christmas table. Yeah, it was fun. They weren't all like that.
No, but that's not... anything. Nobody got beaten with a tree.
No, there was never fisticuffs.
God damn.
Occasional food product flying across, but no fisticuffs.
God.
Everybody laughed when my mom dumped my dad's birthday cake in his lap,
right.
By the way.
I know we got a lot of important things to talk about in the headlines, and Trump's trying to blow up the planet, but I'm just trying to just get my head around it. Somebody's in a party, they light the cigarette, and someone who's pregnant says, hey, do you not mind smoking in here? Was the pregnant person assaulted with the tree?
No. It was this other woman
who
refused to put out the cigarette.
Good Christ. Is there no cell phone footage of this?
She became enraged.
Damn. Hey, if you were at that party and you're listening to this podcast, please tweet that cell phone footage to @crabdiving or send it to pat@crabdiving.com.
They must not have kids.
Send it to me.
Or teenagers who probably would have fired up their phones instantly on that shit.
Oh, my God. They said, and I love in the story, the policeman said they could smell alcohol on the person.
She was really? Slurring her words. Why did you
not
bash?
An act of sobriety.
Why did you bash this woman with a Christmas tree?
Why were they asking me to put my fucking cigarette out?
Let's see what else is going on. Little bit of news. What?
I say after that story, who gives a shit? That's such an amazing fucking story. I'm sorry. Go on. We got important shit to talk about.
In the news out of Trumpistan, out of the Trump camp, is that, you know, this we talked about a little bit earlier, this alleged charity foundation.
Blah. Oh, yes.
Well, now on Saturday.
Yes.
Christmas Eve.
Okay.
He tweeted over the weekend, by the way, and many of the responses to the tweet are, oh, for fuck's sake, it's Christmas. Can you give it a break? Can you give it 5 minutes?
He's the Orange Grinch.
Yeah.
He's Grinchler. Shitler.
Twitler is the new one I'm enjoying.
Oh, Twitler.
Because of all the tweeting he does.
Oh, God, that's great.
That's a great one, isn't it?
That is a great one.
Twitler. President-elect Donald Trump intends to... allegedly dissolve the charitable foundation. Now, remember last week we read the tweet, go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes or Stitcher, leave us a kind review. I hadn't checked out our reviews in a while over on iTunes.
Nice.
Many of them are very nice. Most of them are very nice. There's one that's less than nice.
I don't always yell, but whatever.
And I do more than just read the news.
I know, absolutely. I thought, hey, whoever wrote that, thank you for the review.
Thank you for the
Jesus
review.
Christ, listen a little harder, son. Man,
they said one guy reads the news, the other one yells about it.
Whatever.
And we both took umbrage to our miscategorization.
Hey, whatever. A download's a download. Who gives a shit? Go to Amazon and buy some.
But they
shit.
Like it.
Oh yeah, they like
they
it.
They liked it.
Oh, that's right. We don't hate them. I'm
no,
sorry.
We appreciate them.
Yes.
Trump's statement on Saturday said the foundation has done. Oh, anyway, we talked about the tweet that he put out last week, which was he was all pissy because Uday or Kusei, I forget which son, had to quit his charitable foundation. It was either Eric or Don Jr.
Oh, yeah.
And that in order to avoid any conflict of interest, Don Jr. or Eric, I think it might have been Eric, was
ugh, gross.
Closing his charitable foundation.
Okay.
And Twitler, Don Senior tweeted out, is it basically the fucking liberals are hate cancer kids.
Right. Now, great libs. Look how many kids with cancer you're
not
gonna
kill. But on Saturday afternoon, a statement came out from the Oompa Loompa camp that said, the foundation has done enormous good works over the years in contributing millions of dollars of other people's money to countless worthy groups, including supporting veterans, law enforcement officers, and children. However,
yes,
to avoid even the appearance of a conflict of interest with my role as president, I have decided to continue to pursue my strong interest in philanthropy in other ways.
Gosh, that would be a good...
strong interest in philanthropy. Right. You know he didn't write that.
No, not at all. I was going to say, but I mean, from what we know about your philanthropy, exploring it in other ways could only be a fucking improvement.
The foundation, it probably has nothing to do with the fact that the foundation is still under investigation from the New York Attorney General's office.
Can I ask a question only to make a point? Is the Clinton Foundation under investigation right now, yes or no?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I'm sure to everyone on the right, it absolutely is. They're just. I saw even today on the Twitter, some alt-right cuck tweeted, well, she'll be going to jail after January 20th. Just you wait. This is that same shit where they're like, Trump's lying. He's pretending. Yeah. He doesn't want Obama to issue her a blanket pardon. So he's pretending we're not going to go after her. And then on January 21st, he's like, psych, get her.
We're not going to go after her. You're going after her. Think about it. Not huge, but a lot of people get together at these Trump rallies and they scream, lock her up. And then there was a bunch of, committees, investigations about Benghazi, the stupid server and all that shit, the emails. You're not going after her. You are going after her all the time.
And well, and still,
what the fuck?
And that's another way to shut down these assholes. A lot of these Trump trolls is you'll put something horrible Trump said or did or somebody he put in office or whatever. All of the just giant Denali sized mountain of shit that he has produced.
Mount McKinley.
Since he was elected, not even fucking president yet. And they'll tweet. Oh, yeah. What about Hillary?
Right.
What about Hillary? And our response has been universally, what does she have to do with it? What does she have to do with this?
Yeah. Educate me.
Yeah.
Explain it to me.
Your butt hurt. She lost. Well, I wish she hadn't, but.
You're going to wish she hadn't.
Right. And this is more proof that Trump had utterly nothing to do with this statement. I have directed my counsel to take the necessary steps to effectuate the dissolution.
That idiot, that
there's no way.
God, he is a dullard. He's a right. dullard Trump. He effectuate.
Yeah.
I'm
very proud of the money that was raised for many organizations in need, and I'm also very proud of the fact that the foundation has operated at essentially no cost for decades with 100% of other people's money going to charity.
What about that charity about the flagpole somewhere at some dumbass building? The flagpole was too high. It had to be moved. Then he got fined. Then the charity paid the fine. How's that?
Oh, that's down at Mar-a-Lago. Yeah.
But that's
illegal.
Yes.
It says, based on the foundation's own admission to the IRS this fall violated a prohibition against self-dealing in which it transferred income or assets to a qualified person, which under the self-dealing definition could be Trump.
Yes.
That shows that he was lying. See, he said 100% of it went to charity. Does he consider himself a charity? Does he consider that flag a charity? Does he consider the picture of him a charity? The Tebow helmet a charity?
How does buying a Tim Tebow helmet with your charitable organization's funds, how does that help kids survive? How does that fight cancer or AIDS or anything like that?
If they show up at Mar-a-Lago and kiss the foot of the picture, it cures cancer.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
So there you go. That's what's going on there. They're going to be wrapping up, allegedly, Trump Foundation. And just a coincidence. Has nothing to do with the ongoing investigations whatsoever.
Maybe Eric and who's his brother? Little dickhead.
Don Jr.
They're like, hey, look, there's an animal in Africa that's not quite extinct. What do you say, me and you go on a trip, we go shoot it? This president, this governing shit sucks. We're getting, people are yelling at us all the time. Let's go hunt something.
Also, confusion.
Yes.
Out from the Trump camp. Whoever does their writing really needs to work on shit, because
that's quite a criticism.
They put out a statement.
Yes.
Actually, the Republican Party put out their holiday greeting.
No shit. Hello, white people.
The RNC message, it says, celebrating Christmas. And I wouldn't know. I'm looking through it, and I wonder if they didn't change it. So it says, Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus and co-chair Sharon Day.
Oh, yes.
Released the following statement celebrating Christmas. Quote, Merry Christmas to all! Exclamation point. Over two millennia ago, a new hope was born into the world. A savior, who would offer the promise of salvation to all mankind.
Oh, yes.
How is this inclusive of all America?
I don't know. Well, if you're Christian.
But what about the Jews? What about us baby Nathias? What about the Muslims? What about the Hindus? What about
Zoroastrians? What do the Zoroastrians believe? Because we covered those guys. Remember. No, the Raelians are different. The Zoroastrians, their Jesus lives in space. And has a spaceship and a lightsaber and is a half-goat guy.
No.
I love it. That's my favorite.
The Zoroastrians are one of the world's oldest monotheistic religions, founded by the prophet Zoroaster in ancient Iran 3,500 years ago.
Is he a spaceship guy? Or is he like a half-goat dude? What does he do?
Zoroastrians believe there is one universal, transcendent, supreme god.
transcendent, supreme. That sounds like a pizza.
By the name of Ahura Mazda.
Yahura.
Or the wise lord.
Yahura Mazda. That sounds like a stripper name.
Ahura means being, and okay. Mazda means mind in the Avestan language. Yes.
Avestan.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
Pre-Islamic religion of Persia, they say. It survives there in isolated areas, but primarily exists in India. So there are still Zoroastrians. Apparently in India.
Yeah. So you're
older than this whole Jesus stuff, by the
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. And also, Jesus was born
almost by double
2,000 years ago, a non-white.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Because of some census that they can find no historical corroboration of, by the way.
Is it true that they just tested some DNA from Santa and they found out he was African American?
The Romans, who wrote everything down.
Oh, yeah.
They were pencil pushers extraordinaire.
But nothing of Jesus.
Nothing about absolutely nothing about this Jesus, and absolutely nothing about the census that allegedly sent Mary and Joseph to go to, and with the whole inn, you know? I mean, the whole story. There was this census that the story is based on. There is 0.0... historical mentions of it.
Why would they leave that part out? Because it maybe didn't happen.
It may be bullshit.
Oh, no. Wait a second. What if we can prove that this whole Jesus thing never existed? What would happen?
You can't.
Well, you can't. That's right.
Right.
It won't matter.
Merry Christmas to all. It says, over two millennia ago, a new hope was born into the world. A savior who would offer the promise of salvation. Well, this should be more accurate. A savior who would offer the promise of salvation to all mankind.
Hell yeah. I'm going to beat you with a Christmas tree if you don't let me light my cigarette at this fucking party.
This is factual. They're saying two millennia ago, a new hope was born in the world. A savior who would offer the promise of salvation to all mankind. Just as the three wise men did on that night.
Are you sure you're not reading the beginning of Star Wars?
Just as the three wise men did that night.
Yes.
This Christmas heralds a time to celebrate the good news of a new king.
Ooh. Okay. LeBron?
Just as the three wise men did on that night.
Right.
This Christmas heralds a time to celebrate the good news of a new king.
Donald Trump!
Well, that's what a lot of people have been feeling is the kind of weird side meaning of this. We hope Americans celebrating Christmas today will enjoy a day of festivities and renewed closeness with family and friends. And then it goes blah, 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 blah. But, of course, so many people pointed out this new king bullshit. And the Republicans are, I can't believe you would think it's that. What's wrong with you liberals that think you think we would compare Donald Trump to our Lord and Savior?
You know what? If Donald Trump ever goes through impeachment proceedings, I am not. I mean, God damn. How many times are we going to hear like a Pat Robertson type or a Jim Baker type compare what's being done to him as to Jesus is being nailed to the goddamn cross? You know what I mean? Don't you think we're going to see that narrative?
Oh, sure. Oh, we're going to have it rammed up our holes. Oh,
it's going to be just
the no, the new king is a common way that the Christianists refer to the baby Jesus.
Right.
Christmas is a time that they usually talk about celebrating the good news of his arrival and stuff like that. But nonetheless, there's an aide to Ohio Governor John Kasich, a Republican.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure who's going to be summarily executed somehow when the Trump administration takes over. They're going to try to find a way to get him because he's been totally opposed to Trump the whole time, refused to lick orange sack at all.
I shall not lick the sack of the orange Oompa Loompa.
He tweeted out, Dear RNC, we don't have a new king. What the hell is wrong with you people? He's a Republican, John Weaver. Former aide to Governor Kasich. Now, Sean Spicer.
Oh, yes.
The incoming Joseph Goebbels of the Trump administration or junta or cabal.
Oh, God!
He's going to be the new press secretary. He lost his mind on Twitter. Christ is the king. Yeah. He was born today so we could be saved. Ah. It's sad and disappointing. You are politicizing such a holy day.
Sad.
One Twitter user said, hey, Jesus was an illegal immigrant born out of wedlock.
Yeah.
And said the GOP wouldn't know Jesus if he walked up to them.
If Jesus was born, was today, are you telling me that the GOP wouldn't accept a savior born in Northern Africa? Walk around poor, popped out of a vagina that was never properly fertilized? Isn't that the story?
Knocking over cricket phone kiosks at the in the temple, and knocking over, shitting on the rich, and saying "turn your other cheek and be kind to each other and love everybody." Yeah. That's so anti-American Christian.
Let me tell you something: the only Jesus I know and accept is that of Ted Neely. Ted Neely, man, that's the guy who played Jesus in Andrew Lloyd Webber's best. That's
70 years old, is still fucking playing Jesus.
Is he really?
Yeah.
God damn. That guy, I'm sorry, that guy has the most amazing voice, Ted Neely. That's Andrew Lloyd Webber. That to me is clearly his best musical. Some of his other shit, I don't know. A little too ornate, a little too, I don't know.
Starlight Express?
Held the Barge?
Josh Barrow.
Starlight Express.
Josh Barrow.
Who the fuck writes a musical all on roller skates on multiple levels on a stage? Who does that? That's insane.
Another political dude, Josh Barrow, tweeted out, guys, calm down. The RNC statement isn't about Donald Trump. It's about Vladimir Putin. That's funny.
Wait, is Putin Jesus? Is Jesus Russian?
The king.
Oh, the king.
Last year's message from the RNC in Priebus didn't mention anything about no kings.
Yeah.
It says, this year's message urged American to remember the less fortunate. Yeah, remember that they're taking your money.
What about those Syrian refugee children that are fleeing ISIS and they're being tortured and executed? What about those? Now, they're less fortunate. What about them? Fuck them.
Now, Twitler Shitler.
Yes.
Tweeted out a couple of holiday greetings.
Right.
And One of them, I mean, he's being shit upon for both.
Oh, he's into that.
The first one he tweeted about, I think it had already been out on Friday. I think we talked about it. Go to Friday's episode.
That was Faithless Friday. Faithless Friday. That vile experience?
And he tweeted out a picture of a menorah, stock photo.
Oh, right.
Of a menorah, and said, Happy Hanukkah.
What? No taco bowl or whatever the fuck he did for Cinco de Mayo?
But several responses, if you scroll down in the Twitter feed of responses to that tweet, some of these, some of his supporters,
a little anti-Semitic,
are a little less than happy about the fact.
You're telling me Piotis tweeted out like a clip art of a menorah? That's all he did? They had a taco bowl for Cinco de Mayo. Nice.
The headline says Trump's neo-Nazi fans freak after he posts a Happy Hanukkah tweet.
Oh my gosh.
Shortly after he posted an innocuous Happy Hanukkah tweet on last Monday, his feed was clogged with angry white nationalists.
Trump, hey, listen, buddy. If you piss off the white racist, you're fucked.
Here's one response at Frankie92TH said at Donald Trump, you better be fucking kidding me. I voted for you and you said you were, quote, good Christians and we don't support satanic Jews.
Hold on a second. This guy's confusing me. Are all Jews satanic to him, do you think?
Well, they killed Jesus.
So then why does he even need to say satanic Jews? Wouldn't this idiot just say Jews? Satanic Jews. That would infer to me that he believes that there are some Jews that are not of Satan.
Well, maybe.
What an idiot. Satanic Jews. What a moron.
Another one. The says, stop supporting Israel, President Trump. They are pushing white genocide. So these are people who think the Jews aren't white. Do not assist them in wiping out our race.
No one is wiping out your race. Someone needs to tell these white idiot fucking rednecks that they live in America. And between we are isolated by two gigantic oceans. No one is coming for you. There is no reason to have a shit ton of guns in your house. The shit is not hitting the fan. We live in like a developed country. Everything is okay. Calm down. God.
And then
quit hitting people with Christmas trees.
They posted a picture of, I don't know if this is supposed to be a real newspaper clipping or whatever, but it says Abe Foxman's office, parentheses, Jew ADL president of USA.
Good God.
Anti-Defamation League. And supposedly, this is from August 25th, 1998, New York. Gentlemen, welcome to the second centennial meeting of the Learned Elders of Zion.
Okay.
We have achieved all of the objectives expressed at our first meeting 100 years ago. We control governments. We have created dissension among our enemies and made them kill each other. We've effectively silenced criticism of our affairs, and we are the richest race of men on this earth. Does anyone believe this actually happened?
No.
That the president of the Anti-Defamation League held a secret meeting and said, it's our second meeting. We were going to get the world all Jewy 100 years ago, and we've succeeded now.
I know. How is this?
Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out how to talk to these people about it, because if you feel like your way of life is being under attack, tell me how. And then give me some citations of support what you're saying.
This says many
it's
of you
InfoWars.
Many of you are very busy men. Let us get to the crux of the matter. As masters of business, politics, law, and most importantly, media.
Oh, Jews.
We are ready to implement our most important and ambitious program. One that will finally and totally remove from existence the impediments of our absolute control of this earth.
Alert the Illuminati. God. The control.
What are we going to do tonight, Pinky?
Oh, yes.
Take over the world.
Yeah.
What are we doing tonight, Brian?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Oh, God. By the way.
That starts with, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Pinky, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I don't know, Brian. Does it involve the Rockettes and a tape player?
Does that show still exist?
No, Pinky and the Brain. I think you can see it. It's a great show. I think you can find it on the...
Go on Amazon. Buy it on DVD. Yeah. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Do all your holiday, post-holiday shopping there. Buy all your...
Boxing Day. Crumbs. Buy your servants some... Throw some crumbs to your servants today on Boxing Day.
That sucks. that the origin of Boxing Day...
Throw the turkey bones in a box and hand it to the mailman and say, Merry Boxing Day.
Man, I mean, imagine you're a servant. You're just watching all these fat, rich, white people eat all their shit, enjoy their day. You're just looking around like, oh my God, I hope they don't eat all that cake. I'd love to have some of that cake.
It will finally remove from existence the impediment of our absolute control on this earth. I speak, all caps, of the death of the white race. The complete removal of all means of reproduction of the so-called Aryan race. Men, we now control the destiny of this race. It is now time to make sure the white race becomes extinct through miscegenation and having a virtually zero birth rate.
Can I ask a stupid question? What in the hell is... What's miscegenation? What does that mean? Miscegenation. What's your function?
Interbreeding.
Oh, yes. Interbreeding. What? Between, like, in your family?
Of races.
Oh, of race.
So, okay. They want to get rid of the white race by fucking them with Jew DNA.
Oh, okay. So what?
According to this lying errant tweet. God.
Dang it. These people are nuts. No one's coming for the white people. No one's coming for the fucking white people. God, did you not? Has anyone watched? Do you watch CNN? Do you watch MSNBC? Even Fox News? I mean, we saw a whole year of cops shooting unarmed black people. Shooting them.
Right.
That who is that person? Oh, that's the worst story. The person that was pulled over. She supposedly was rude to a cop, thrown in jail, and then she killed herself. She was beaten and found she hung herself because...
Sandra Bland?
Yes, that.
Pulled over for a taillight, I believe.
Right.
And then he told her to put the cigarette out, and she's like, I don't have to. And next thing you know, he was dragging her out of the car and slapping cuffs on her for being unrespectful to the white man cop.
There's not a war on white people. I'm sorry, there's not. Just so stupid. God.
And the end of this, I'm sure, utter bullshit supposed quote.
Yes.
Says, finally, we will see the end of this white race. Impressionable white children will have their minds molded into the agents of their own destruction. Already, our efforts have succeeded in making the men, in quotes,
yes,
of this race grovel at our feet. Men... You and your ancestors have worked hard to make sure we would have the power to hold the destiny of this race in our hands. Mm. Now we have it. Perish, Aryan Goyim. Applause.
Oh, man.
In parentheses, applause.
Really, yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking about the white people beating the shit out of each other with a fucking Christmas tree because somebody wanted to smoke.
So that's one of the, that's one of the tweets that were sent to Donald Trump that his Jew hating subset of Trump pansies ain't real happy about it.
Were they mad at him when he broke out the Taco Bell for Cinco de Mayo earlier this year? So. They're mad about that too. It's insanity.
One tweet says W equals white and zero equals other. If W plus W equals W,
yes.
So white plus white equals white.
Okay, I understand.
And O plus O equals O, other plus other equals other.
Right.
And W plus O.
Okay.
Equals O.
Okay, yes.
And W plus O continues at any rate. W will decrease and O will grow until W equals zero. So what they're saying is if white people keep interbreeding...
Yes.
With anything other than other pristine white people, and apparently Jews don't count.
God.
Then.
Yes.
Obviously, because white plus other is no longer white.
Henceforth.
All the white will equal zero eventually. All the pristine white people.
Can you write that out for me on the whiteboard? There's just a one Twitter, more time?
Yeah.
Because That's very complicated.
It's,
who am I allowed to interbreed with?
White supremacist math.
Right. Can I can I breed, intermingle with a purple person? No.
It's an O.
That, so is no. That miscegenation?
Yes.
You shall only bed down with a white person.
Somebody tweeted, how come Melania is on the Hanukkah card, but not on the Christmas card?
Oh,
is this her private little war on Christmas?
Who gives a shit? Her husband is on Twitter starting a nuclear arms race. Whatever.
On Twitter, at Milites Templi has a red swastika as their avatar.
Milites Templi.
All they responded was, WTF? Oh. Question mark, exclamation point.
Guys, the Nazis are nervous.
And this one says, what the fuck? I hate Trump now.
Oh, yeah, well. There you go. Hate him now? You didn't hate him before?
This person says, responded, he was pissed off. Somebody responded to them. You know, you do know that Trump's son-in-law is Jewish and his daughter converted. And the response is, well, if I knew that, I would have voted for Hillary.
Oh my God. That's fascinating. That's fascinating. Why didn't you work that angle more, Hillary? Why didn't you?
What, I'm not Jewish?
Yeah.
The I'm not Jewish angle?
That angle. Yes, because these people decided the fucking electoral college.
My daughter married a goyim.
I mean, that's a sad thing. I mean, that is the sad thing. If anything is a mandate in this election, the mandate says that if you want to win the electoral vote, get the goddamn stupid, racist, idiot, white supremacist, Nazi loons on your side, and you'll win.
Yeah.
How sad, man. What the fuck? Thank you, James Comey.
Well, and you do a great job. You do a great job of convincing other people that Hillary is shooting flames of death out of her labia.
See, you know what? I forgot about that because you really can't discount. I mean, it's years too, right? The right has went after her for years.
30 plus years.
For
30
years. So it was this plus, you know, total white supremacy, racism bullshit that created Donald.
Right. There's another story I wasn't going to talk about that much, or at all, but since it's still trending on the Twitter, what
trending
the fuck? And since we
Twitter
are kind of in that genre, the hashtag, not even the hashtag, white genocide is trending on the Twitter the day after Christmas.
How nice.
On Boxing Day. How dare you ruin Boxing Day by tweeting white genocide?
Don't speak of it, what genocide? God, I'm boxing. Could you imagine? I looked at me box. Me master, I got. What do you get? I got the guts of a pumpkin.
You're right.
I don't know why I said that. But, you know.
So there's a professor from Drexel University.
If eight.
George
Ciccarello Marr. Ciccarello.
Who is a assistant professor of history and politics.
Pinky Descadera.
Assistant professor of history and politics in Philadelphia University on Twitter posted, quote, all I want for Christmas is white genocide.
Okay. That's a very specific gift. Where do I get that? On Amazon? Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy some white genocide.
And he followed up on Sunday by tweeting, to clarify, when the whites were massacred during the Haitian Revolution, that was a good thing indeed.
Shit.
He is now, he has been saying that it was satirical.
God. Gotta be careful with the fucking irony, man.
But of course, because even if it is satirical, it was not well thought out.
No, not at all. And it's not funny. It's gotta be kind of funny,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and if
it's
you're gonna do
satire.
Sarcasm, there are a lot of dummies out there who can't pick up on your sarcasm. That's why that little slash S is used on a lot of tweets or on a lot of posts.
And I will say this. If you are going to pick out genocide for someone for Christmas, make sure it's the kind they want. Like, if they want white genocide and you get them purple genocide, they're going to have to go return it. It's not what they wanted.
So
That was satire.
Of course, it was instantly picked up by Breitbart News, by the Daily Caller.
See, there you go. Those guys are morons. They're not gonna. They're not gonna get that nuance.
Drexel University says it scheduled a meeting with the professor to talk about these tweets. They say although it is recognized, we recognize the right of faculty members to express their views. These comments were utterly reprehensible, deeply disturbing. Do not in any way reflect the values of the university.
Okay.
Just like crab diving does not reflect that. Whatever. He said they were aimed at poking fun at white supremacists.
Poke. Right. This professor guy. He's just not funny.
It's not.
You gotta figure it out. Isn't great.
Yeah. He said the concept of white genocide is used by white nationalists to denounce everything from interracial relationships to policies aimed at promoting multiple cultures.
Right.
He wrote, it's a figment of the racist imagination. It should be mocked. And I'm glad to have mocked it.
No, there you go. But you got to fucking lay it out there differently, right?
Yes.
Hey, and by the way, if you're a professor type, scholarly guy, you want to bust out a little irony, reach out to some funny people and we'll help you for a price. Go to tweet us at crab diving, whatever you want to be ironic about. We'll be your irony coach. What do we charge for that at Vile Experience? How much?
It depends. Send us your income statement and we'll charge you.
Scale.
Yeah.
It's a sliding scale. We're hippies.
The comments are fascinating. This is what is teaching our kids in college. It seems the more wacko you are, the colleges want you more as a professor.
Says a person that I'm sure hangs out at universities and colleges all the time.
They say, oh God, this one, go to professorwatchlist.org. That's a right-wing nut job site.
Oh, how evil is that? A list of professors that
our professor taught us that slavery was bad.
I'm gonna put him on a watch list. I'm gonna watch him.
And of course the white butt hurt. If a white guy said this, everyone would be outraged. Jackson and Obama would all be screaming lordy lordy.
Yes.
Listen to that racism.
Yes. Congratulations. Good for you.
Jesse Jackson and Obama would be screaming, lordy, lordy.
Thank goodness you weren't aborted.
So that's that story. This professor's moronic tweet. Really dumb. I mean, even if he's being satirical, not a great execution.
Do other things. Don't be sarcastic.
Satire is beyond Trumpansies and right wing nut jobs. They don't get satire.
They do if it's biting and really mean and well thought out. But hey, professor, whatever you do, just don't be real. Just say what you want, honestly feel. You'll make more of a difference that way, maybe, right? Or it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. These guys are so stupid. It doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. Who cares? They're all dumb. We're just waiting for them to slowly croak.
And I mean, we've been screaming about this fake news, cancer that's been spreading around the whole fucking planet of these fake news stories that are spread around by generally right wing nut jobs who are just trying to spread their bullshit.
They're fucking the country up, man.
And interestingly enough, political campaigns and near elections, that they've been doing shit in Europe. All these fake stories come out about someone, and then they jump on it, and then the damage is done because the morons of the right who will only go to the moron right wing website. The idiots at Breitbart still think that fucking prayer rug was a prayer rug and not a goddamn soccer jersey.
Because we just had a guy run for president, and his whole platform was the media. They're horrible. Right. They'll lie to you. And so when people say, hey, that's a jacket or a jersey, it's not a prayer rug, they'll say, oh, well, see, that's bullshit because they are lying to us. They want to, it feeds into this narrative. And then Trump wants you to go beat the shit out of the media. They're in a pen in the back at these crazy rallies. So depressing.
And there are been growing consequences of some of these fake news stories. The most notable recently being the asshole with the AK going to his going to Comet Ping Pong Pizza.
Oh my!
To
God.
Investigate the kid diddling that's going on because of Pizzagate.
You guys are so stupid.
And he was going to save the children. Knocked off a couple of rounds in the plays. Nobody got hurt, fortunately.
Isn't that amazing?
He told the police, "I'm self-investigating."
Oh God, guys, please!
I'm saving the children. Well, now this is even scarier. There was a fake news article published earlier this week. Somewhere, I'm not even going to give the website, but it's apparently a fake news site. You know what? I saw an article by some of the people that do these fake news stories, and they said they'll buy URLs that are close. Like it'll be channel15live.com.
Oh, I see.
Or, TampaNewsSource.org or, you know, things like that that sound like actual news organizations.
Yeah.
And that's where they'll put their fake news out on.
You motherfuckers.
And then when people retweet them and stuff, they go to the site and they're like, oh, this looks like a real news site.
Yeah,
it must be true.
This is shit. Yeah. Great.
So there was a tweet that came out or a story that came out. Lie. Yes. The headline was Israeli Defense Minister.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be a quote from the Israeli Defense Minister. Quote, if Pakistan send ground troops into Syria on any pretext, we will destroy this country with a nuclear attack.
Oh, God. Hey, congratulations on making money on Google Ads or whatever you're doing.
Well, shortly after that, on December 23rd in the morning.
Yes.
Khawaja Muhammad Asif, who is Pakistan's defense minister.
Oh, okay.
Tweeted this. Israel defense minister threatens nuclear retaliation, presuming Pakistan role in Syria against Daesh. Or Daesh, you know, that's what they call ISIS. Israel forgets Pakistan is a nuclear state too.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Shit's getting real. Shit's getting real regarding fake news.
The Pakistani defense minister is like, bring it, Jews. We got nukes, too.
Okay. Can everybody take a time out and just stop getting on the internet? I don't know what we need to do.
And it's fake.
It's bullshit.
Right. The Ministry of Defense in Israel put out a statement that says the statement attributed to former defense minister Yalon regarding Pakistan was never said. Reports referred to by the Pakistani defense minister are entirely false.
So then what did Pakistan say?
There have been no responses.
My mistake, my bad, we didn't mean to, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. But see, the thing is, don't you think in Pakistan, like America, there are nut jobs, hardliners that live in Pakistan, and they don't give a shit that that story's fake. They'll either say, well, you know, they believe that anyway, that's what they think, or it's real, I'm not going to believe it's fake, doesn't matter, let's go fuck everybody up.
Right, or our right-wing batshit news site is the only one we can trust. CNN saying it's a lie is lamestream media lying fake news.
Oh, yeah, or they listen to Alex Jones. They're like, globalist, it's globalist. It's the Illuminati and the globalist and Kanye.
I can't tell you how many times recently I see in comments, that's from the New York Times? Oh, fake news.
It's the New York Times.
Or CNN. I can't believe you're linking to CNN. Fake news.
How long has the New York Times been in existence? Forever.
A couple hundred years, probably.
Forever. I mean, can't we buy into their... Can't we... Do you think the New York Times... Do you think at least there's some people there with some integrity?
Mm-hmm.
Would you think most people there have integrity? It's the New York Times.
Well, and I think...
They're not like Breitbart.
Well, yeah, and I think there might be partisan comments, there might be partisan stories, but, I mean, generally, they're not going to say 47 feet fell in the Bahamas this morning.
Like they might on InfoWars.
Right.
And the thing is, here's the problem. I think the problem is that in this election, Donald Trump represented positions that were truly reprehensible, that were racist, that were xenophobic, that were homophobic, anti-gay. The guy, his vice presidential dude, he's fucking horribly anti-gay. And those things are deal breakers. So you're going to have news organizations like the New York Times, the Washington Post, they're going to come out against those people, and it's going to seem partisan.
Yes.
But they're coming out against racism and homophobia and things that as a people that we should all agree with are wrong. It should be bipartisan. No one should be racist. We shouldn't have leaders on either side that are racist, but we do.
It's racist of you to bring that up.
Oh, yes. You're playing the race card, pointing out my racism. It's maddening.
So, yeah. Keep your eyes out for more of this fake news bullshit.
You know that movie we watched last night? Escape from New York? No, Escape from Los Angeles.
Escape from Los Angeles.
Starring Kurt Russell.
I'm Snake.
And Bruce Campbell was in that. I don't know where the fuck. Who?
I think he was the
plastic surgeon evil dude, guy. Yeah. Do you think this planet, do you think we need to do what Kurt Russell did at the end of the movie?
No, don't spoil it.
Well, I'll just say kind of what he did. The movie's from 1996.
Well, but there are people who haven't seen it. You hadn't seen it till last night.
That's true. But do you think we need to reset everything?
What do you mean?
Because at the end of the movie, there's a line. They say, if you do that, you're going to set us back 500 years.
Oh, yes.
Do we need to just do that? Because
no.
But like, we're at the mercy of people.
I like my cell phone.
I like your cell phone, too. But you know what I don't like? And I've never experienced this, so what do I know? I'm talking out of my ass. I don't like being, you know, vaporized in a fucking mushroom cloud.
Right.
And when you have the Pakistani Minister of Defense responding to a news story, that is bullshit.
And the scary part is not even necessarily what's going on with them. But how will the Trumpian administration react to this?
Not well. Not well. There's no way they're going to react well to anything.
Will a Trumpian administration do a good job of putting out this little fire that started or helping put out this little fire?
No.
They're going to be like, I saw that same story. I can't believe he said that.
No. They aren't going to be good at any kind of de-escalation.
Right.
I mean, people make fun of Obama because when he answers questions, when he's talking to reporters, he pauses because he's thinking. Because the man is thinking.
Because he knows that every fucking syllable uttered by the president of the United States means something.
It's policy.
Right.
And Kellyanne Conway, who is she in Trump's fucking horde of
the new
shittiness?
Counselor to the president.
The counselor to the president. Rachel Maddow had to explain to her that when the president speaks publicly, that's policy.
Yeah.
Because his words mean something. And she didn't agree with
her. I don't think
he's
saying that. He said expand the nuclear arsenal. Well, he didn't say expand. He said expand nuclear capability.
We're redefining the word expand. Meanwhile, like you said the other day, we got Macedonian teenagers making shit tons of money off fake news and bullshit like that. So what are we going to do?
We should start putting out fake news, make some money, and get the fuck out of this country.
Smoke a fatty, get ready for the
go to Europe
cloud.
Where they're still kind of sane.
Europe? You're going to go to Europe?
Western Europe, yeah.
You're going to bomb... Chris Matthews asked Donald, are you going to take the nuclear option off the table? You going to nuke France?
Well, and...
He didn't say he wouldn't.
And Donald seems to be more than happy to ignore and avoid and shit upon NATO.
Oh, yeah. They better pay
because
up.
Because Uncle Nipples wants that shit gone because he wants to take over Sweden and get all their oil.
It's like you have to explain to someone. I'm not even an expert on, you know, European history and how NATO came about, but I know NATO is a good thing.
It has been.
Right. You know why?
Yeah.
Why has it been? Has it made us a lot of money?
Well, no, it's a mutual...
Right.
Protection treaty kind of thing, yeah.
And we're not walking around with Geiger counters looking to see where all the radiation, all the fallout is. Because of NATO, maybe. You know, we're not in war. We're at peace.
Let's not forget Donald Trump also said in an interview, why make them if we're not going to use them?
Oh, man. Shit. Never mind. I was about to. How's he going to enjoy all his money and all his nasty little elitist, white, gross children that just take?
Parasites.
What are they going to do? What are these parasites going to do when everything's nuked?
Well, right. That's what they don't. They think they're immune. They're the hubris of those people, of the Koch brothers, of the ultra super rich. You try to remind them of Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's that attitude.
I'm gonna eat a big slice of cake sitting on your fucking head.
The people are starving and they're pissed off that you and your rich people are living in giant palaces and wiping your asshole with money.
Yeah.
And well, fuck him, let them eat cake.
Listen,
that's the attitude these people have. And we've talked about it a million times before. Your zeros and ones in an electronic account in the Caymans aren't gonna mean fuck if the whole system collapses.
Yeah. And it's not going to be fun for you.
Right. It won't mean anything.
Kellyanne Conway, Donald Trump, Tillerson, all you little gross little parasite dicks. I challenge you to go to, I think it's on Roku, Netflix, wasn't it? Watch that movie. Go watch Escape from LA starring Kurt Russell.
That's kind of where
we're headed.
Kind of creepy and prescient, right?
What was that part?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as happened in Escape from New York, the prequel, or the first one, But New York was turned into New York, the island of Manhattan in the first one was turned into a big prison.
Yeah.
And in this one, Los Angeles.
Right.
Okay, a little spoiler. This happens in the first couple minutes. Los Angeles has a massive earthquake and breaks off, becomes the island of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And that's when the new fascist, Christo fascist, right?
Yes. Yes.
Robertson playing the president. Is a right-wing nutjob Bible waver who becomes president and opens this gulag in Los Angeles to send all the non-Americans or all those who are stripped of their citizenship.
Yeah, yeah.
And they even mentioned atheists. Remember? They said all the Muslims and the atheists are on the island.
Hey,
stripped of your citizenship because you're an atheist.
That's what they want.
A lot of them do.
And that's what they want. That drunk guy at the party last night was talking to me about the Cal exit like it's a good thing. He's like, go. Go away. The fuck? That's what they want.
Well, which brings us to this story. This is out of Turkey, which we've been pointing to and saying, hey, this is what Orange Schittler wants to happen. This is what we're worried about happening. Turkey, a little while ago, before Erdogan took over, was a democracy.
Yes.
And now, because this asshole Erdogan has taken over and been chipping away at the rights, he gets a majority in the legislature.
Perfect.
And they start saying, fuck your democracy. You don't need that.
American civics gets a lot less complicated under Trump.
We're going to shut down Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to shut down Facebook.
Right.
We're going to decide that anybody that disagrees with us is an enemy of the state.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to round up professors, which is what exactly they've been fucking doing.
It's terrifying.
So now listen to this one. A cook who works for a newspaper in Turkey that is an opposition newspaper. It's called Cumhuriyet. Is one of Turkey's few newspapers that is still allowed to be anti-Erdogan.
Right.
It says it has found itself targeted by authorities. 10 of the newspaper's writers and executives have been arrested in the last month.
Oh my God. 10.
Tell me Donald Trump would be like, I want to arrest those New York Times fuckers.
Oh, yeah.
I want Blake Fahrenthold from Washington Post.
Well, I mean, he kind of said that, right? Daily Beast. He said he wanted to...
I want to change the libel laws.
So that's exactly what that means. When a guy says who's going to be president, I want to change the libel laws, he wants to make it so you can say less. So you can say less.
Mm-hmm.
So that you have less of a voice when his opposition has less of a voice.
So, I guess they have a cafeteria or something at the newspaper, at this Cumhuriyet newspaper. And they said the head of the canteen, Senol Buran, was arrested, remanded into custody by the Istanbul Criminal Court. After he was detained on December 24th,
oh, shit.
The incident in question occurred when he was on his way to work in the offices in central Istanbul, but found the roads were closed because Erdogan was doing a speech in the area. So he's all like, oh, fuck, I can't get to work because all the roads are closed because this asshole is giving a speech.
Yeah.
Which We've complained about President Obama coming to Los Angeles and how he fucks the traffic.
Oh, God.
We're like, why can't he fly in a helicopter? Why does he have to drive down the 405 and shut the whole goddamn city down?
Hey, if I'm president, I get rid of Air Force One because my ass is Skyping in, baby.
Stay home.
I'm never leaving the White House. I'm going to have a pool put in, a hot tub, and Skype, a webcam. I'm going to Skype in. I'm not flying. I'm not flying. Fuck that. I'm not fucking up anybody's traffic, you know?
So, allegedly he said something about he might be coming to the Erdogan might come to the building or something and have tea in the cafe.
Yes.
And Buran said, quote, "I would not serve that man a cup of tea."
Okay. That's his right, I assume.
Arrested for insulting the president.
Shit, man. So that's a cautionary tale. Maybe. Oh, man.
Thousands of cases probing alleged insults against the president have been opened before that coup attempt. Remember that coup attempt where some of the sane members of the military were like, "We don't like what's happening with this fucking dictator taking over." Sadly, it was knocked down.
Right.
And they said that a lot of these cases probing alleged insults were opened before the coup, but then a lot of these were dropped after, the coup defeat. They were trying to say as a gesture of national solidarity.
Okay.
But the interior minister,
yes,
of Turkey said now that they're investigating 10,000 people suspected of, quote, terror-related activity on the internet or for posting comments on social media that insult government officials. So terror-related activity is conflated with posting comments that insult government officials.
Wow. That is terrifying.
And how many Trumpanzees would be all for that?
Yeah.
How many people, I see it all the time, even on our Twitter feed. Who are you to insult the president?
Well, I'm a human being.
Well, and he's not fucking president yet,
right,
by the way.
And if he was, I'm a human being with rights. That constitution that you guys like to crow so much about says that I can fucking do that.
Yeah, they ain't into that, though.
No, they don't like that.
Only what they get to say.
Yeah. And they like the part about guns.
I like to use the N-word.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you infringe on my First Amendment rights to use the N-word?
You know, it's funny. Well, that's hate speech, whichever.
Which is a right. You can walk down the street and scream N-word, N-word, N-word.
Yes.
As long as you're not disturbing the peace, you can say it.
Yeah, yeah.
N-word, N-word, N-word. And you can't be arrested for really anything.
Yeah.
Yet.
But
well, now you'll be hired by the Trump administration.
God, the guy in Turkey said, "I wouldn't have a cup of tea with the president," and now he's arrested.
Yeah, for insulting the president. And he even said, "Where did I insult him? I just said I would not serve him a cup of tea."
And that's Turkey. But that's Turkey. You know what I mean? I mean that
which used to be a democracy until a little while ago.
Not that long ago.
They were talking about joining NATO. Not so much anymore.
Yeah. That turkey's live, by the way. A lot of people don't know that. Kate makes that sound.
Kate does the turkey noise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there we go. That's what we're worried about. And the same bullshit going on in Poland.
Poland.
I think there was a story on our Facebook
sometime
over the weekend about the shit that's going on in Poland. Same deal. Right-wing nut job fucksters take over and they're all like, "Well, we don't need your stupid rights and your stupid free speech and everything."
God, man, even if you don't agree with what the opposition is saying, don't you think at some point you might want to be the opposition? Or what if you find yourself as the opposition and you want to be able to speak out? Do people not think like that at all?
And most lefties don't advocate rounding anybody up and putting them in camps or arresting them.
You know, it's crazy. You have the century. You have think about what happened in the 19th century, and people are still getting arrested for saying, I don't want to have a cup of tea with the president.
Right?
Don't. Are we that backwards still? Have we not learned anything from history? Are we stupid? We're so stupid.
Breaking news.
This just in.
Let me see if this was a tweet. Something that Donald said.
Oh, shit, man.
In response to the story that we did earlier about Barack Hussein Obama saying, I would have won a third term.
Right.
Apparently, Donnie.
Yes.
Has.
He didn't like that.
Responded.
No shit.
Oh, boy. Goddamn. Three tweets since we've started the show.
God. Donnie.
The first one. President Obama said he thinks he would have won against me. He should say that, but he should say that. But I say, no way. Jobs leaving, ISIS, Obamacare, etc.
Oh, Obamacare.
He should say that, but I say no way. So I guess he's saying that makes sense that he would say that. Because in Trumpistan, that's the kind of shit that you know, I guess you just say it's all bravado. So Trump's okay. I respect that. I respect him lying.
And then he just says Obamacare, ISIS, and right. or jobs.
He said there's no way he would have won.
He says jobs
against
though.
Trump.
I mean, you can dispute all those points, or it's not even points he's making. He's just saying nouns. But jobs. Didn't Obama create more jobs than there previously were? Did the employment rate go up?
The unemployment rate has gone down, yeah.
The unemployment rate has gone down, which means there are more jobs, or there are more people with jobs.
And then they scream, well, you're not measuring it right. What about the U6? The U6 has gone down. They're still
what is the U6?
Kind of high. That includes people who they think have dropped out of looking.
Oh, okay.
You'll hear from a Trumpanzee. If you post, hey, unemployment's way down. Oh, yeah. What about all those people who just couldn't find jobs at all and just gave up?
And that's the U6.
That adds that in.
Okay.
Yeah. People who are no longer actively seeking employment.
Right. Okay. But you can say the unemployment rate has dropped.
But that dropped too.
You can cite facts.
Right.
Facts, numbers, and things
and
of that
say,
nature.
Oh, well, the only jobs he created are low-paying, part-time ones.
Right. Meanwhile, Breitbart's like, look at this prayer rug over here.
Which, by the way, thank you, Texas.
Yeah.
If you look at Texas, they crow about this job growth they've had in Texas. Texas leads the nation in part-time, low-wage jobs.
Yeah. That's
that they've been creating.
You should be proud
right.
of that.
We put up another super Walmart.
Super.
Make your $7 an hour. We closed your pharmacy.
Speaking of Texas.
You can make $8 an hour working in the new Walmart pharmacy.
God. Speaking of Texas, when the drunk person the other day was talking to me about the Cal exit and stuff, and I said something like, Jerry Brown's not advocating a Cal exit. He goes, well, not Jerry Brown. I said, actually, the highest official in government that I know of that has ever advocated seceding was Governor Rick Perry. Of Texas, because wasn't he a secessionist, or am I out of my mind?
And Jefferson Davis, if a little farther back, if you want to, yeah.
But he didn't want to go down that route. He didn't want to talk about Rick Perry. Whatever.
So now the internet is responding.
Oh, shit.
To Donald Trump.
He just loves attention. That's what it is, right?
Yeah, right.
He can't not... He can't not tweet.
Sore winner, gracious loser.
Ooh.
People are tweeting. There's two tweets now that came out a little while ago.
Yes.
And they're saying, compare these two. Who won and who lost? Donald Trump tweeted, President Obama said he thinks he would have won against me. He should say that, but there's no way. Or Hillary Clinton. The holidays are a time to be thankful for our blessings. Let's rejoice in this season and look forward with renewed hope and determination. They said, if you erase, this person said, a fun game. If you've been in a coma for the last year, show these two tweets. Ask them who they think won.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because Trump has been doing nothing but whining and bitching and pissing and moaning and crying.
Well, I mean, you could say, I mean, he didn't win the popular vote.
Right.
So, in that sense.
But that drives him crazy. He could, if he wanted to. How dare you, Ryan? If he even tried, he could have.
Right. Jeez.
It's much harder to win the Electoral College. If I wanted the popular vote, I could have won.
You know, you're right. How dare you? Because that guy in Turkey just said he wouldn't have tea with the president. He ended up in the gulag.
Right. Dude, how insecure are you? Somebody tweeted back at him.
That's a good one.
Seriously, dude, how insecure are you?
Is Obama tweeting every 5 seconds? And he's POTUS. He's still president. Is Obama tweeting his fingers off right now?
No.
Okay.
Somebody tweeted,
God damn it.
Watch out. Trump got a hold of the eggnog and his phone.
Yeah. That's the worst. God, you goddamn drunk conservatives.
That's the sad thing is he doesn't. He doesn't drink or do drugs.
Yes. Right.
He's
oh my God.
That's his natural state.
Shit, he's sober. I'm still thinking about that person in Pennsylvania getting beaten with a Christmas tree. I can't believe it. Are we sure that wasn't the Palin?
As Ryan has dreams of tree assaults.
Oh, yeah, terrorism.
We're going to be, we'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Tribe Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, on Stitcher, on crabdiving.com. Leave us a good review. It helps us out. Spread the crabs. Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit, buy it through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out also. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Maybe one more show here in the Redneck Riviera before we head back west.
Oh, yeah.
But find out for sure. Follow his Twitter stream at RatedRComedy, his Instagram at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We will be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. I wouldn't give tea to Trump either. Fuck him.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.